KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The N3 toll concession says it expects traffic volumes coming into KwaZulu-Natal to begin picking up from this afternoon. It's ahead of the Freedom Day long weekend. The concession's Tania Dugra.
Road users are reminded to plan ahead for rapid changes in weather and traffic on the route, which may contribute to congestion and delays. In addition, highly visible law enforcement officials will be maintaining a presence all along the route and will be conducting various road safety interventions, including roadworthiness checks and driver compliance checks at strategic locations all along the N3 toll route.
KZN's Cooperative Governance Department says it's stepping up efforts to deal with weather-related disasters. MEC Thula Sizwe Buthelezi tabled the department's budget in Pietermaritzburg this morning.
In the first 7 months of this administration, we responded to wildfires, flooding, snowstorms and lightning incidents. The escalating impacts of climate change continue to manifest in the form of severe and frequent weather-related disasters.
He says the department has signed a memorandum of understanding with social partners to boost KZN's disaster response with more resources and expertise.
These partners are committed to working with us to safeguard our communities. Agreements were signed on the 20th of February with organizations such as Al Imdad Foundation, South African Red Cross Society, Old Mutual, Starts, Umsamo Institute of Indigenous African Healers and Researchers, and the Global Disaster Relief Foundation.
And troops from Pakistan and India exchanged fire overnight across the line of control in disputed Kashmir. Relations have plunged to their lowest in years after 26 male tourists in Palgam were attacked on Tuesday in one of the worst attacks on civilians in the contested Kashmir for a quarter of a century. Indian security forces have launched a giant manhunt for those responsible for the killing, with police naming two Pakistani nationals among the fugitive gunmen. India has accused its neighbor of supporting cross-border terrorism. On Friday, Indian troops blew up homes in Kashmir in search and issued wanted posters with sketches of three men. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, both a high of 21 this afternoon. Richards Bay, a high of 22. A reminder that there is a yellow level 4 warning for disruptive rainfall along the KZN coast and adjacent interior. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.